You see, God cannot deny himself. To himself he remains true. He demonstrates being all-powerful, loving, kind, fair, just, righteous by giving a gift of reason to those he creates and still maintain the governance of the universe of free-thinking beings to his desired goal, a new heaven and earth. Even the angels look into the things pertaining salvation. God is fair and just beyond what our minds can completely comprehend. How can God love if none exist to love? How can God be righteous, just, merciful if there are none to demonstrate this to? How can God prove he is equitable, fair, and exercises justice if none exists for his purposes? God cannot deny himself. To himself he remains true. Now, if you reject God, eternity will seal that deed. In eternity, one cannot repent because you do not die. As you are now, you will remain in eternity. It would be unjust and unfair to force change when you die. God would have to become unjust to do this. He is not. He made a place to restrain that is just and fair, a place where you can live if you so choose. Live without God, reaping what you have sown. Banishment from God. What is justice without consequences? What a person sows that they reap. The Lord is known by his justice. The wicked is ensnared by the work of their own hands, the psalmist wrote in Psalms 9. God is, in his justice, is calling out to you to return to God. Stop hiding in the garden and the deserts that you made. Return to God. He has a plan and purpose for your life. Jesus Christ came and bore God's wrath, so you do not have to, here and now and forever. Jesus came to give you eternal life. Jesus will cause the change and mend your ways. He will reconcile you back to God and give you new life in which you will find meaning and purpose and new meaning to your life. This is fair. That's just. That's right. And truly loving. To deny this call to return, God will not change you. He will not cleanse you. It is a path you desire above all God, not to return to him. He will grant you the place you desire, a land without God, without true life, without hope, and the worst thing of all, with being without God. This is fair, just, right, and loving to grant your request. What is justice without consequences? Think about it. God remains true to himself and his word, Jesus Christ. His Holy Spirit is now calling you to return, to forsake your foolishness and live, to show you that what you were designed to be, God's servant and friends, walking in newness of life. He will show you how to stop making life ugly and help you shine as a reflection of God's helping hands wherever you have been assigned. Come, can you hear? God's calling you back. Come, do not delay. Please don't delay. When eternity calls, do you want to hear God say, "You neglected my manner of change, refused and rejected my transforming plan. How can I let you enter heaven's eternal land when, as you can see, to permit you to enter would cause it to be corrupted again and again?" Or would you like to hear him say, "Welcome, come in, my faithful friend." God's calling, what will your answer be? What will your answer be? If your answer is yes and you hear his calling back to you, you don't want to go to the land unknown, please, hear his call. If you want a new change for your life, a new direction, when you find out what the love of God is and develop a relationship with God that transcends all knowledge, come. Come and find the rest. And why don't you pray with me this short and simple prayer? Lord God Most High, I do not know much about you. Please teach me about you. Show me why Jesus suffered and died, and teach me why he was raised from the dead. Jesus, dear God, make me born again by the breath of your Spirit. Never let me go. Forgive me of my sins, all my ugliness I have made on this earth. Change me, never let me go. I need you. Amen.